Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 16th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of Lewis Terkel, Studs Terkel, the radio man and writer, born in New York City, 1912. Family moved to Chicago when he was 8 years old. Went to college and law school, graduated, but failed to pass the bar. He got work writing radio scripts with the Federal Writers Project and also performing in radio soap operas that originated in Chicago. In the very early days of television, he had his own show, Studs's Place, which was dropped by NBC at the height of the McCarthy era. The NBC executives were uncomfortable with various political petitions that Terkel had signed. So he got out of television and into radio. He started a show on WFMT in 1952. It went on for 45 years. He was in his mid-50s, Studs Terkel, when he had an actor named Eleanor Braun on his show, and she mentioned him to her friend Andre Schifrin, who was a publisher. And Schifrin approached Terkel, asked if he'd consider producing a book of interviews with ordinary people, and the book was called Division Street America. It was a big success in 1967, followed by many more, Hard Times, an oral history of the Great Depression, and Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Reflections on Death, Rebirth, and Hunger for a Faith. Studs Terkel, who said about interviewing, "It isn't an inquisition, it's an exploration, usually an exploration into the past. So I think the gentlest question is the best one, and the gentlest is, and what happened then?" It's the birthday of one of the first well-known female mathematicians, born in Milan in 1718, Maria Gaetana Agnesi. Her father, Pietro, a businessman, her mother, an aristocrat. The child was a brilliant little girl. By the age of 10, she spoke 5 languages. At the age of 9, she addressed a group of academics in Latin on the subject of women's rights and access to education. She wanted to enter a convent, but when her mother died, she had to take charge of the household and care for her many siblings, but she maintained her interest in math and philosophy. And in 1733, she published a collection of essays based on the talks that she had given to her father's circle of friends. And that same year, she began working on a math textbook, which grew into a larger work, and in which she wrote an equation for a specific bell-shaped curve that is still used today. The book Analytical Institutions, published 1748, highly regarded in academic circles for synthesizing complex mathematical ideas. Here's a poem for today, some lines from The Prelude by William Wordsworth. When from our better selves we have too long been parted by the hurrying world, and droop sick of its business, of its pleasures, tired, how gracious, how benign is solitude. Hermit, deep in the bosom of the wilderness, votary in vast cathedral where no foot is treading and no other face is seen, kneeling at prayer, or watchman on the top of lighthouse, beaten by Atlantic waves. Lines from The Prelude by William Wordsworth. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with print and marketing solutions designed to promote businesses, including business cards, presentations, large banners and posters, printed in-store or ordered online. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.